And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. We are going to get going for you right now. Tyler Avery Masterson appeared in Huron County District Court this week to face a felony charge of absconding or forfeiting bond. Judge Ferris presided over the arraignment, knowing the charge carries a potential penalty of up to 4 years in prison and a $5,000 fine. During the proceedings, defense attorney Tammy Salins stated that Masterson has no prior criminal record and is currently employed. The court set bond at $10,000, 10%, requiring $1,000 for release. Attorney Elizabeth Weisenbach has been appointed to represent Masterson for the remainder of the case. A probable cause conference is scheduled for July 30th, 2026, followed by a preliminary examination on August 7th, 2026. A new mentorship program aimed at young boys is officially launched in Sebring. The first meeting of the Young Gentlemen's Club was held this week through a partnership involving the Village of Sebring Police Department and the Sebring Township Library. Organizers say the inaugural session focused on introductions and building relationships while also introducing the group's first discussion topic, the difference between self-confidence and arrogance. According to organizers, participants expressed interest in returning for future sessions, a sign they view as an encouraging start for the program. The club's opening message emphasized that confidence comes from knowing one's own value, while arrogance seeks validation from others. Leaders say the goal is to help young men develop respect, humility, and quiet confidence as they grow into adulthood. The Young Gentlemen's Club plans to continue meeting in the coming weeks with additional discussions centered on character development and life skills. And a tragic crash in Saginaw Township on July 22nd claimed the life of a local minister, or local minister's wife, so my apologies, after an SUV crashed into a Bay Road restaurant. Police say 65-year-old Lisa Allen was killed when an 87-year-old Bay City man lost control of his SUV and struck Peter and Chia's house just after 2:15 p.m. Allen had been meeting her husband, Terry Allen, for lunch. He was injured and remains hospitalized. Investigators say the SUV had just left a nearby body shop before crossing several lanes of traffic and crashing into the building. The driver, his wife, and restaurant co-owner Chia Mua were also injured. Police continue to investigate what caused the crash. Officials at the repair shop say the SUV had undergone cosmetic body work and was operating normally when it left their business. And we will be right back after this brief public service announcement with your obituaries and another promotional message.
I suffered a stroke 9 days after I had my daughter.
My baby was 2 months old when I was diagnosed with heart failure.
Heart-related problems can happen up to a year after giving birth.
Talk to your healthcare professional about your risk for cardiovascular disease during pregnancy.
And learn how to keep your heart healthy postpartum.
Because caring for yourself is just as important as caring for your baby.
Learn more at goredforwomen.org/postpartum.
And we have no obituaries to report at this time.
If you're an older adult, do you have a blueprint for your future? Where do you want to live? What kind of help might you need? How much would it cost? Explore your options for long-term services and supports with My Options. Make a plan before a crisis so you can stay in control. See how to schedule an appointment with an options counselor at michigan.gov/mdhhs-mi-options. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.